We're going to go ahead and we're just a little bit behind on our schedule, so I'm going to jump right into the next section that we're going to be talking about some of the interaction. And this is actually pretty exciting for me because some things have just recently changed. I'd probably say every day, Stu would probably tell you more specifically the numbers, more than once per day, people would ask us, how can we integrate Wishlist Member with a forum? And so, I mean, we were saying, okay, well, this has got to be the next big thing. We talked earlier about development priorities. This was inching its way up, and it's like, man, we've got to get this thing figured out. And then something recently has changed, which has just totally changed the way it's all worked. But
for the better.
What's that?
For the better.
For the better. For the better. We recommend a system called Simple Press Forum. There are a number of different forum applications that you can get out online. Many of them are free. And, you know, some of the more popular ones out there are BB Press, or like Bulletin Board Press. Simple Press Forum is just continuously gaining in popularity. And then there are a number of other ones. These two that I've just mentioned are actually built directly within WordPress as WordPress plugins. Some of the other systems, they're just
where
forums.
Do you think would be a good spot?
So I talk about
like good
from
light,
the
maybe
old
outside,
standpoint
you
when you were just building a traditional site when it was all HTML, and all right, those forums work what you would call a script.
Okay.
So you would upload the script, and you would have a forum on your site.
No, I get it.
But it was completely independent.
Oh, sweet.
So you couldn't really integrate it with anything. These BB Press and Simple Press tie in with the exact same user database as WordPress, which is the same thing for Wishlist Member. So this has some huge benefits to it, and I'm going to get into some of those and show you some examples. By the way, BB Press is actually created by the same company that creates WordPress, Automattic. However, these guys at Simple Press are just so much quicker on everything they do because this is their main project. In fact, we talked about earlier when there were some incompatibilities with the newer version of WordPress, BB Press wasn't even compatible with the latest version of WordPress. It's been corrected now, but at one point in time, we're like, well, you can't upgrade to the newest version of WordPress if you're running BB Press. Came from the same company. It's just they had a lot on their plate, you know, I'm sure. And these guys are just on it. It has tons of customization on it. I'm certainly not a professional or an expert when it comes to Simple Press. And so you're going to get in there and you're going to find out pretty much anything that you want to change, you can change within Simple Press. Frequent development updates, that's what I'm saying. They're quick to come out. They're very much like us. I mean, if we see something that, especially an incompatibility with WordPress, we're definitely going to fix it because, you know, we have so many customers at this point, we can't not do that. These guys change it. You look on their site and you see all the different updates that they've done. It's really quite impressive. And I mentioned that it ties in with the WordPress user database. And we're going to jump right into this now. Simple Press, it's a little bit different as far as an installation goes in terms of a plugin. You're going to upload it to the plugins area, and then you're going to go here, and then you're going to click on the link that says activate, just like any other plugin. Typically, what happens at that point, as soon as you click activate on most plugins, it's just working. That's not what's going to happen here. That's a little bit different. Whenever you click activate, this link is just going to change to where it says install. And the reason why is most plugins work throughout the whole system of WordPress. So anytime you create a new page, it has functionality with all new pages, new posts, and different things throughout the site. This one, it ties in with one specific page. So it will actually create that page for you. So the next step is you're just going to click the install, and then you'll come up and it says perform installation. And now, after you click the perform installation, it's going to come up and it's going to run through these things. Phase one, tables created. Phase two, permission, data built, all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, Now, we experience a lot of different people using different hosting platforms. Everybody's situation is different. We try to keep pretty much an open situation where we're not going to run into a lot of problems. Like, I'm just going to tell you, if you're trying to host your WordPress thing at GoDaddy, it's time to switch. You know, I mean, we have tons and tons and tons of problems come up there. I'm surprised you can even get WordPress to run on their system. If you've dealt with it at all, you're ready to switch. But we use a company called Liquid Web, and we have a dedicated server. And so even with ours, it has to do sometimes with the security settings. Okay, so in this installation, I highlighted this just to show you. Everything went pretty smoothly, except for right here. It says there was an install problem. I was unable to create the avatar folder. Another install problem, unable to create a smiley folder. And what this it has to do with whenever it installs all this stuff, it's creating folders within your WP content. WP content is where you upload plugins, you upload themes, and it's trying to create these. So I'll show you what happens is once you click here, go to the forum admin, you'll go to the section where you can set all of this stuff up. But then you'll see this dialogue and say, hey, there's some important stuff that you need to take note of. You had a couple of problems, and here's what you probably need to do to fix it. They've done a great job with documentation and pointing you in the right direction, and I'm going to show you these are very, very simple to correct. Basically, once I got here, this was the forum admin section. I finished now the install, and this admin section, these things are completely highlighted. You can change them if you want to, but you see I have these X's? It's basically they couldn't create folders. So what I had to do was I had to go into my FTP application. I use FileZilla, and then I just, it's telling you what folders they are, and it says Forum Avatars, so I created a folder called Forum Avatars. And these little I buttons, if there's any specific notes on what you might do, because you might need to copy a couple of little image files up there as well. Click on that, and then it'll tell you exactly what to upload. It's really, really simple on that. Okay, now, the question was, did I have to create all 11? Let me go back, and all of these with the green check mark got created fine. These with the red X's here, they did not. So, you know, if somebody's listening to this on audio, it's the first one got done okay, and then the next six did not. So yes, I did just go in, and I went in the same section, and I just created six folders. That's pretty much it. This little I for the information button, it told me if I needed to set some permission levels on the folders, and I just right-clicked and set the number of permissions. Once you got that up there, it's pretty basic. And then obviously you have to click on the update configuration. And you see, when I did that, this one was corrected. I mean, you pretty much just get in the folder. Okay, so now this is in the past. I said there was a big shift in change in what happened. Before this shift, this is basically how it worked. We said install SimplePress, and SimplePress is basically going to run the forum on a page. It's going to create a page, or back then you created a page, and you created this page called Forum. And then whenever somebody went to that forum, your whole forum showed up there. And it was pretty much as simple as this. You say, okay, within Wishlist Member, you go to that forum page, and you say, yes, I want to protect this content, or no. So if it was a members-only forum, all you really did was you protected that page. And whenever you did that, the whole forum was private. And so nobody would even see it. But now some of the things that we've been talking about with the interaction, and especially the last thing we're talking about with Armin, some of that stuff you do want out there. So some of that's now everything has changed because they have what's called access levels with something in WordPress called the roles. Okay? Now roles, R-O-L-E-S, not roles like you would eat, but the roles, there's also a plugin that's called Role Manager. Now, the Role Manager plugin will actually allow you to get into WordPress and create as many roles as you want to. Once you have these roles built into WordPress, you can go and start tying things in. So for example, let's say that you had three membership levels we talked about earlier, silver, gold, and platinum. You could actually create a folder or a role called silver, a role called gold, and a role called platinum, and then you could tie in the access for specific forums directly to particular membership levels. Now, this is the old method, which is basically either the whole forum is locked out or the whole forum is open. Stu, if you could grab a microphone, we've got a question. So this is the old thing, and we're going to talk about just next how you can open the rest of it up. Question.
Could you clarify that remark about setting up the silver, gold, platinum? Is that three different forums, or is that three
I'll talk about
sections within one forum?
What I was talking about specifically, it'll make more sense when I show you the rest of what I'm going to do. But what I was saying specifically, WordPress comes with some pre-assigned roles. One role might be a guest, meaning somebody's just looking at your site and they have not logged in. Another role would be a subscriber. And that's the traditional role, meaning either you logged in and or you're not. Either if you're logged in, you now are typically a subscriber. And that's how most membership levels, all the people in the membership levels, are subscribers. Now, they also have roles that are called author and moderator. So you can start changing everything so these people can actually create content on your site. And I'll show you here how SimplePress works with it. But basically what I was saying before is if I went to this forum page, and by the way, this is a new site I was just putting together. We're about to have a system for a lot of people want to do beta testing for us. So we're going to be launching a forum for that. And so it's definitely not something that I would want everybody to have access to. So the old school method would have worked. You hit the forum page, and then I just put an error page there. It says, sorry, you're requesting to view a page that is protected for members only. And it was just totally out. Okay, now here's how this new system works. And I think that this will probably explain it. You have to deal with some, there's some terminology when you're talking about forums. They have different levels of their terminology. The first level that you're going to set up is called a group, okay? And they have some pretty good explanations of what they're talking about, but from our standpoint, when I'm talking about the beta test area, I created a group called Wishlist Member, okay? That's our main group. Now, if we had some other products, I would make all those other products separate groups, okay? Now, within the group, then they call them forums, okay? It's almost like a category. I would say it's more like a category. And the first group that I called was installation problems. So now that the first forum that I created within Wishlist Member was called installation problems. Okay, so now anybody that's kind of saying, hey, I have an installation problem, let me see what all topics were in that forum. They can either create ones or they can read them. And then the next forum that I created was called the API. We've mentioned several times about our API that's coming out. So I just created these things. And all this stuff is, they do a really good job of explaining it within their documentation. They have quite a bit. But this is what I want to show you. When you set this up and you create the new forum, this is the big, big difference. Right here, it says you can selectively set the permission sets for the forum below. If you want to use the default permissions for the selected group, then don't do anything. By default, it all said select permission set, but I had guests, okay? Guests, you can click on this drop down and you can choose some of the options, but I had guests no access, but you can change that where guests can read only. They can read the posts. We talked about lurkers, but they can't create a new post or reply until they're logged in. So you could have that tied in with your membership, or you could actually give them a way to sign up if you were going to have a free membership. I think that this one might be one of the ones that I had the video on. No. Okay, so it's coming up next. Let me go back and I'll show you. This right here, I have guests, no access, okay? So let's go to the next thing and then I'll show you. This installation issues is one that I had created that everybody had access. The one that I was just showing you was that one that was called API, and I said there was a guest. Now notice that I am not logged in here, okay? So I'm not logged in, so it's not even going to show up. It's like it doesn't even exist. Whoa. Where's the video? Well, that didn't work. Huh. I hate when that happens. Okay, I'll tell you about it. How about that? Now, what would happen is if I logged in, because I set the guests up there where they could read, this thing right here that says forum, where it says installation problems, there would have been a whole nother forum there that was called APIs. And then now I had it set where the guests could read it, or guests couldn't read it, but if you were logged in, the members could read it. So you have total control now. And I know that that sounded a little bit confusing, and this is actually one of the things that when we talk about things are just changing, you know, that the internet is totally different from how it was 3 years ago. It's totally different. I mean, things are just evolving. In many places, Stu and I have had long discussions about this. We've never really wanted to run a forum because, you know, it's like, well, now we're just going to give people a platform where they can complain and everybody else could see it. You know, that's a possibility. But this is also a way where people, if you're always working hard on your product and you're proud of it or your membership site, give people a place to have their voice. You know, there's a popular forum on the internet where people are talking about us all the time. Some good, some bad. I don't know. I mean, I don't even read it, you know. But now we want our customers because, you know, when we got into groups here and we started talking about things and Stu said, you know, when we're together, we have creativity. But then when the whole group comes up and they start sharing ideas, that's when you see the massive idea explosion. So I'm totally, totally changed my opinion on this. And this is still very new. You might have some input on that. This is still very new to us, and we haven't released it yet, but this is what's coming. And we're going to set up not only this for our beta test group, we're also going to be setting this up for our customer center. Because one of the things that as we've grown and we've added so many new customers is the support. And I mean, it's just part of doing business for us. Any membership area, you're going to have some support. A lot of the support is what we would call frontline support, meaning it's all, you know, they're all the same questions. They're all the same questions. So why not let other people answer them for us?
Well, and so the thought process is, like Leon is a great example. Leon has been wonderful to us on the Warrior Forum because we have a lot of people asking questions about Wishlist member on the Warrior Forum. Tracy and I don't spend a lot of time in there. We'll try to pop in there, you know, once a month or so. But there's a lot of questions that come up. And a lot of the time, it's simple questions that somebody with experience who's been using it or with some creativity could help explain. And Leon's been a tremendous resource, and, you know, we're very appreciative of you, and I hope you realize that and that comes across, because Leon frequently answers questions for people in that particular forum for us. And when Tracy says that sometimes, you know, people can say good things and bad things, here's a great example. There was a lady on the Warrior Forum that was just irate about Wishlist Member. Just, you know, it's broken my site and just going crazy. And so one of our support guys sent me an email and said, hey, we just got this in the support desk. Apparently some lady's going off in the Warrior Forum. You may want to go check it out. So I went and I looked, and she was just going crazy about this Wishlist Member issue. And she hadn't submitted a support ticket to us. The support ticket that we got was from somebody else who saw her, you know, tirade on Warrior Forum and said, you might want to help this gal out. So she hadn't submitted a support ticket to us. So that was number one problem. But we got people complaining that they're not getting support, but they're not coming to us telling us what the problems are. Number two, when I looked at her issue, it was very, very clear to me, that she had not looked at any of the videos or gone through any of the support guides that answered almost every single one of her questions. And the third thing was, a couple people had actually tried to help her, but she was all worked up at that point, and it was going in one ear and out the other. So finally I got in there and I just said, you know, I apologize that you're having challenges, but here's the solutions to your particular problems. And I answered her questions, that just like our support guys would have if she had submitted a ticket. And then magically, everything was okay and everybody's happy again. But imagine if somebody hadn't contacted us and said, this lady is going crazy in the Warrior Forum about, you know, Wishlist Member. And it was nothing that we couldn't fix. And what happens is people are going to talk about your product regardless. And in that situation, if I didn't go in there or somebody didn't respond to her and her situation wouldn't have got resolved, she would have probably badmouthed us until the cows come home. And it had really nothing to do with the product itself. It was just a matter of actually, you know, following instructions. And so our philosophy on this has changed, because people are going to talk about your product regardless. Why not control that environment? And that's our philosophy going into this now, because there are so many creative ways to use Wishlist Member. We don't know all of the possible ways and possible setups that people have. But what we do know is that there are a lot of people who are willing to share their ideas and willing to share exactly how they're doing it. And that's why we're going to start a forum, because it's not so much for them, quote, to answer our support, but it is about that too, because it's about helping one another and sharing ideas, exchanging ideas and tips and tricks and so forth. And that's why a forum makes a great component to that. And to answer your question, you can have free parts of a forum and you could have protected parts of the forum thanks to Wishlist Member and SimplePress and the Role Managers plugin. So there's a lot of opportunity now to really dive into it.
Let's go ahead and answer some questions, and then we'll try to break, and then we'll get to our last session in after this. So start with, she's got a microphone right here.
Yeah, I'd
back.
Like a quick update on Role Manager.
Okay.
I used it with WordPress 2.0, but I understood it wasn't current for
with
the current version.
Let me comment, since you didn't have a microphone. He said the which one you had to find on the net. Role Manager. He said you have to find it on the net. Now there's a situation where there are a lot of plugins out there that aren't listed in the WordPress directory. And so you just have to go in Google or wherever and search and actually find them and download them directly from the developer. Yeah.
That's so the really one you want to get is Role Manager, all one word, not Role Dash Manager. Thanks.
Right here.
Sorry, I'm a little confused. Are you saying that with using the combination of Role Manager with Wishlist Member and SimplePress, that you can actually say, okay, this part of my form is for my silver members only?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So here's what I would advise you do. You create a role for each membership level. So if I had a silver membership level, I would create a role called silver. And then in SimplePress, I would say only the people that belong to the silver role have access to this thread or this forum or this part of the forum. So now you can protect different parts of the forum based on the membership levels.
Let me also interject on that. Whenever you're in Wishlist Member and you're creating a membership level, there's a simple drop-down and it just says role. And by default, it always says subscriber. You could change that to an author. You could change it to a moderator. Those are the ones that are built into WordPress. What the role manager does is it allows you to create new roles. So not only could you have subscribers, authors, and moderators, you could also have a new role that was called silver. And then that the people that were in that silver membership level, you assign them right there as that. And then now, back here, where it was saying guests, members, and moderators, the role manager will now tie into SimplePress. So you then have an option that would say silver.
So it's really, really powerful now because you can create free parts of the forum. You can have paid parts of the forum that only your members can access, and it really gives you the ability to create a really dynamic community now within that. Yes, Rich.
So when you're setting the permission set, can you set it to multiple roles?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
When you select the permission set, can you set it to multiple roles?
I don't think that you can set it to.
So if somebody buys two things, they're only going to get the most recent.
I'm not sure about that. I have to play around with it. That's a good question. Okay. Yeah, I'm not an expert on it yet, but I will be.
This is a somewhat silly question, but
you ever heard there's no such thing as a stupid question?
I assume that the login process is what blocks potential spammers or robots from getting into your forum.
Yeah, well, actually, within SimplePress, whenever you post there, they have a simple math problem that you have to answer. And the math problem changes every time you post.
Okay, so
it's you actually have to know simple math in order to post to this. Like 6 plus 8 and you know, 8 plus 2 and stuff like that.
I just wanted to comment. Leon. If anyone thinks Wishlist Member is complicated, this is probably one of the most complicated plugins on the internet. The options are incredible. SimplePress is, yeah. Here's what I'll say about these guys. Well, it's so incredibly customizable. Yeah. They have two things. They have a wiki site that is incredible. It's excellent. And then they also use their own forum software to provide support. And they work every single problem to fruition. Between the two guys that are main guys that involved in this, they solve everybody's problem. Sometimes they're a little abrupt. They are. You know, but they will get to the bottom of everything. So if anybody has any problems between those two resources, you can solve them. And since the role manager introduction here, really, the interaction between this and WordPress is one thing, and it doesn't really involve your product. Your product rides on top of that.
Right.
So in other words, they can help everyone.
Yeah,
and they weren't really that familiar with your product, and we kept hammering them with questions. And I think now they've gone out and bought it. And what the heck are these Americans doing? Well, one of them's an American. The other guy, I don't know. I think he's French, or I don't know. I'm not really sure. But you know,
I noticed some of the things I was telling Stu. I was like, these guys aren't American because they don't have the letter Z anywhere.
Yeah. I think one guy's British, and
like
the other guy's
American. Customization is with an S.
Sense.
Yeah, realize is with. I mean, every word that has Z.
I said, that's because they're all Zed, Tracy. You know, it's Z. It's Zed. No. But lots of opportunity as far as building a community. I've got a presentation after this about community and interaction, and it involves this a little bit. I know we got to wrap up real quick here.
Yeah. Did anybody have one?
Yeah,
okay,
I just have some really quick ones. So when you set the role, then that only allows them to write in the forum. It doesn't allow them to do stuff in the other parts of WordPress or the other parts of.
Correct.
Okay.
Unless you create a role where they do have permission to be able to write. So if you assign a membership level and you assign them as an author, they do have the ability to be able to make a post for you within your membership site. So that adds another element, because if you want to have guest authors or what have you for your membership, create a membership level just for those authors. assign the author role, and now when they log in, they can write posts accordingly.
But I think that your question, though, Suzanne, is if you change anything in here, is it going to change the permissions of your other members? And the answer is no. What this is doing is this doesn't create users in WordPress.
Okay.
It's saying users that are already created,
okay,
and they have, if they have this moderator level or whatever, what do you want to give them access? And you can give them full access, standard access, or no access.
Okay.
It's not going to change the way that people will post to your site.
Okay. That kind of was my question. And then am I correct in assuming that everything that is behind wishlist member is not picked up by the search engines in the protected areas?
Yes and no. You have options for that.
Right.
In the settings, there's actually an option whether you want the search
pings
engines
and stuff.
Search engines to pick it up. And what happened is it will pick up the title and any content before the more tag.
Okay.
But if somebody goes to view that post, it will take them to the error page unless they're logged in.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. And then when is this going to be released?
This is Simple Press.
Simple Press. You can
integration
download it
with
now.
You with Wishlist.
It's working. There.
They've done it. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
That was the big turning point, is we didn't have to do anything. I mean, once they change their system to their most recent system, it just gives you so much flexibility.
Yeah, oh, cool.
4.1.2 is better.
Oh, it's even better?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Cool. Quick. Yep.
One last question for clarification. When you've set up the four, or you've got the groups, and then you do forums, so any topics that you want to have a forum on, you have to pre-think through, because it won't set up a folder for the group to start something. You have to decide what groups you have to do a forum,
and then like I said as an example, the forum that I created was called Installation Issues.
Right.
And now anybody that has any question about installation issues, they can go in and they can start posting topics there. I could make it just very generic. I could make the forum called Everything, and then everything would fall under that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, one more quick question.
One more, and then we're going to break.
Yep, we're going to take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Robert Plank is in the room.
Robert's in the house, and Lance.
Yes, and Lance. Well done, guys.
Hey, if I'm not mistaken, when you create a new post, when you scroll down on that post page, in Wishlist Member, you've got the option of checking a box when you install Simple Forum to create a new forum discussion about that post on the fly.
Yes.
Yes. Leon was telling us about that.
Actually, what it is, just to clarify what he's saying, is whenever you create a page or a post and you scroll down to the bottom, you're going to see a Wishlist Member area. And it says protect this or don't protect this, and it shows the private tags that Stu showed earlier. Whenever you install Simple Press, they also have their own area, and it's at the very bottom. So whenever you make a post, you just click a checkbox, and then it will create that for him.
Yep.
And Leon was saying he uses it, it works great.
Instead of having a long list of comments about something, you can actually send everybody.
The benefit of having that option is instead of having a long list of comments, which are very hard to navigate through and understand, you're trying to figure something out, you're weeding through 50 comments. You basically protect it with a more tag, if you will, and you send everybody over to the forum. And then the discussion takes place in the forum. And then you've got a very searchable, friendly atmosphere where your beginners or your intermediate people can gain all that information. So
I'm excited about this Simple Press. I'm going to be going at it like crazy. I may be calling you, Leon.